This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. California has passed a number of state laws that would restrict trade of eggs, chicken, and ethanol produced in other states that do not adhere to California regulations. They dictate the size of chicken cages producers must use and place carbon scores on what fuel can be consumed in California, restricting access to markets in California for producers from other states. No one argues that California doesn't have the right to regulate its own producers in whatever manner they wish. However, they should not have the right to impose those restrictions on producers in other states. Massachusetts, for example, is looking to ban the sale of meat produced from animals in confinement, CAFOs. That would dramatically reduce the supply of meat permitted in Massachusetts, denying market access to most meat produced in the United States. Imposing requirements that must be complied with by ag producers in other states exceeds the protections of the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The Commerce Clause prohibits states from enacting regulation imposed on producers in other states that denies access to products from those other states from its markets. The Commerce Clause essentially protects free trade within the borders of the United States between states. A state cannot pass restrictions intended to protect its producers from competition. At least that is what the Commerce Clause was supposed to prohibit. In 2010, California passed a law dictating the type and size of cages used in egg-laying operations and prohibited out-of-state access to its market for producers in Iowa that do not have cages that comply with the California statute. This puts a great financial burden on egg producers in other states to be able to sell eggs in California. Iowa Congressman Steve King proposed an amendment to the 2014 Farm Bill that essentially would enforce the Commerce Clause, prohibiting states from imposing protectionist regulations on producers in other states. His amendment was passed by the House and was blocked in conference committee by California senators, so as was not included in the final bill. Congressman King's Protect Interstate Commerce Act prohibited states from entering into trade protectionism by forcing cost-prohibitive production methods on farmers in other states. King's Act would also shut down the Humane Society of the United States, PETA, and other radical organizations from creating a network of restrictive state laws that will slowly push agriculture production toward the demise. It prohibits states from enacting any laws that set standards for agricultural production that exceed those in other states governing the same production, unquote. If you Google the King Amendment to the 2014 Farm Bill, what you get is a celebratory slew of comments from a plethora of animal rights groups, including HSUS, elated that they were successful in stripping the amendment from the final bill. Congressman King has this right. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Activist groups hope to enact restrictive animal production legislation in non-farm states that would have the outreach of impacting ag production in farm states. They did that with Vermont's GMO labeling laws, as well as the CAFO restriction in Massachusetts. These groups were just getting going, planning to full-out attack animal agriculture in the United States via state regulations that are applied to all. Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Kentucky filed suit in federal courts to impose federal law superseding the California egg production regulations imposed on producers in their states who were then denied access to the California egg market. The challenge was rejected by a federal appeals court on the basis that the states could not prove damage from the regulation and could not legally sue without state injury. There were individual losses for producers in these states estimated at $120 million, but the court ruled that the states could not sue on their behalf. This is not done with yet. The appeals court also opened the door, saying that the suit could be refiled by individuals that were injured. There appears to be a lot of legal technicality here that has to this point protected protectionist state regulations that should be prohibited by the Commerce Clause. This is going to pit livestock producers and farm interests in general, as it covers GMOs and biofuels, against anti-commercial ag activist groups who have built their business plan on shepherding restrictions on ag production through state legislatures that extend beyond state lines. The other avenue is the revival of the King Amendment through the GOP Congress in the next Farm Bill. One way or another, either through the courts or congressional action, we have to level the playing field so that commerce across state lines cannot be restricted. It is amazing the lengths which we have to go to secure these rights. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.